It's absolutely fantastic, and to be honest, it was driven by members of the media themselves who came up to me and said that, you know, that they'd like to do something, and we identified Cork Arc House as a local charity that provides services for people with cancer. And you know what, it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fantastic thing. Rory Noonan and others have done fantastic work in organising members of the media from different strands, you know, from Red FM, 96FM, The Evening Echo, The Examiner, as well as that there'll be some Cork footballers, hurlers, camogie players. Sean O'Halpin is going to referee it, and then there's a question and answers in the Bishopstown GA Pavilion afterwards, and they've done phenomenal work. And what Cork Arc House are particularly happy about as well is that it's helping just to raise awareness and promotion for them, because that's one of the challenges that any charity has, is in terms of just getting its key message across in terms of the supports and services that are available for people. And I suppose the other thing as well is that, you know, that the supports and services are there outside of a crisis point as well, and that's one of the things that Cork Arc House are anxious to get across.
I suppose for people who don't know what Arc House is, what is it? What kind of service do they provide?
They provide a range of services in terms of information, booklets, information, counselling, one-to-one support, and guidance as well. Because I suppose as a person goes through treatment, it's not just the person that goes through the treatment, but it's also maybe their family goes through it with them, or their friends. And very often their family and friends would have questions as well. You know, sometimes they might see their brother or sister, you know, maybe being tired, maybe not being able to do something, or maybe they're too cautious and too careful on the person. So Arc House would try just to provide kind of realistic, rational information for people, so that, you know, that again, it's about increasing the awareness and understanding, so that the person with the cancer can live a good balance of life, but also that those who are supporting that person can also have a good quality of life as well.
I'm sure people who are going to the match on Friday, it's going to be great entertainment regardless of whether you're into football or not.
I think Friday night is all about fun, really, and just having a good time. And I think that there's a bit of intense rivalry between the GA players and the media. And I've got the A&E and CUH on guard or on notice. Not that I'm expecting anything untoward, but I know some of the players personally on both teams, so I'd be a bit apprehensive. But no, but I think it's really just it's going to be a very good fun night. There's going to be a very interesting, lively, humorous, tongue-in-cheek question and answer session afterwards in the GA Pavilion, and a bit of food as well. So I think it's going to be a really good night.